is Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And good morning to all of our Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, it appears as though Mitt Romney has won the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
Stevie and Diane, it certainly does. And the man who served as the president of the Salt Lake City Organizing Committee for the 2002 Winter Olympics is now set to win the gold in his race for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination. It's been a long quest for Mitt Romney, starting with the 2008 Republican primaries 4 years ago. That time around, he didn't even win bronze. But this time, Mitt Romney stayed in the race as one competitor after another fell behind and dropped out. Tim Pawlenty, Michelle Bachmann, John Huntsman, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, and that most tenacious competitor of all, Rick Santorum, all quit the race, leaving Mitt Romney in the lead. With Rick Santorum's decision this week to leave the contest, it has become clear that Mitt Romney will be the candidate who finally crosses the finish line. Unless, of course, Ron Paul wins all of the remaining primaries, and Mitt Romney drops out of the race in favor of the curmudgeon congressman from Texas. But since that scenario is highly unlikely, the only remaining question is, who will Mitt Romney's running mate be in the general election this fall?
That's a good question, Bill. And several names have been suggested, including Senator Marco Rubio from Florida and Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. But Team Obama isn't waiting for the Republicans to choose their vice presidential nominee to begin their campaign against Mitt Romney. The president started talking about the governor by name this week. Mr. Obama wasn't extending his congratulations.
No, he wasn't, Stevie. In fact, the Obama campaign's negative attack ads against Mitt Romney have already begun.
Yes, they have, Bill. And here is the first ad against Mitt Romney from Team Obama's attackwatch.com website. Let's take a listen.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to True Facts About Mitt Romney. Oh, yes, now that Mitt Romney has wrapped up the Republican nomination for president, it's time to learn the truth about mittens. Oh, did I say mittens? There I go again, calling Mitt Romney mittens. Shame on me. But when I ponder the truth about Mitt Romney, perhaps I should be saying shame on him. Oh no, Governor Romney is not the happy-go-lucky multimillionaire that you think he is. Behind Governor Romney's snobbish good manners and phony plastic smile is a man who hates women. It's true. Mitt Romney is leading the charge in the Republican war against women. You don't believe me? We'll try this bit of truth on for size. Mitt Romney has 5 children, and all 5 of them are boys. Need I say more? It's not enough that Mitt Romney hates poor people, old people, sick people, and everyone but rich people. Mitt Romney hates women, too, just like all Republicans. So this November, do the right thing and re-elect our fearless leader, Barack Obama. Don't forget, he got Bin Laden. And we'll be getting back to you in the very near future with more true facts about Mitt Romney. So until next time, remember, Big Brother is watching you. This message was paid for by the People's Committee to re-elect Barack Obama, Vladimir Putin, chairman.
Wow. Now that was a negative ad. And Bill, I think the political ads are going to get even nastier as we head toward the general election in November.
I think you're right, Stevie.
Are the Republicans going to fight back? Is Romney going to hit Obama as hard as Obama is hitting Romney?
Well, Stevie and Diane, you know, Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. And I've heard that the Romney campaign is producing a new film about the Titanic disaster, answering the question, what would have happened if Barack Obama had been captain of the Titanic.
And do we have a sneak preview from the new film?
Funny you should ask. Yes, we do. Right. It takes place aboard the Titanic shortly after the ship hit the iceberg, and a rather large group of passengers have gathered in the first-class lounge to listen to Captain Obama as he addresses their dire situation.
All right. With that setup in mind, ladies and gentlemen, here's the clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is your captain speaking, Captain Obama. I thought I'd begin this briefing with a little joke to break the ice, so to speak. But it seems the ship has already done that. You see, we just hit an iceberg. Oops. I see some folks over there just fainted. Give them a little air. They'll be all right. And I'm here to tell you we'll all be all right. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, can we get out of this mess? Yes, we can. But I do have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that when we hit the iceberg, we did incur some damage to the hull, and the ship is taking on water. Don't worry. As I've said over and over again, this ship is too big to sink. It's unsinkable. But as a precaution, we're going to man the lifeboats anyhow. Now, before we do that, I need to tell you some more bad news. There aren't enough lifeboats for everyone on board. In fact, there are only enough lifeboats for one out of every three persons. That's the bad news. But here's the good news. We do have the required number of lifeboats to conform to government regulations. That said, I suspect the government regulations are going to be revised following this disaster. And here's more good news. Although we'll be rationing the spaces aboard the lifeboats, and incidentally, I would urge the millionaires and billionaires aboard the ship to do their fair share and make the necessary sacrifices, we do have enough government-mandated life vests for each and every one of you. That's an entitlement that each and every one of you will receive. I call it Captain Obamacare. Finally, I'd like to answer the one question that I'm sure is uppermost on all of your minds. Who is to blame for this disaster? Well, I can assure you, it's not my fault. So whose fault is it? To answer that question, you need to know how the iceberg got to where it did in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Two words. Global warming. And whose fault is that? George W. Bush. That's who. Well, First Officer Biden has just informed me that my lifeboat is ready. So as I bid you adieu, I wish you a good night, good luck, and remember, everyone, keep hope alive.
Man, whoa. Bill, as we reach the end of that clip, I take it the message is that Captain Obama's presiding over a disaster as our ship of state is sinking and home values keep going underwater?
Yes, I guess that's the message, Stevie. Remember, this is the Republican version of the Titanic story, but yeah. You don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat to have that sinking feeling that our economy is still sailing through some troubled water.
Well, yes, and here to talk about the economy and the ship of state is our regular Point Counterpoint team, Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Hello.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners. Happy Friday the 13th.
Gentlemen, before we begin our conversation, let's play a little musical news. See if you can identify this song and the news story that goes with it.
One, two.
Friend.
Senator McCain.
That's
That's the Beatles singing Tax Man. And the story is everyone's tax returns are due next Tuesday, April 17th.
You nailed it, Senator McCain. Congressman Barney Frank, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane. I want to encourage all of your Connect FM listeners to pay their taxes. And if you're a billionaire or a millionaire, why don't you send a little more money to the government? After all, it goes to a very good cause. My congressional salary, my congressional pension plan, and my gold-plated congressional health care plan.
Congressman Frank, you had the last word for today, but when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us another Connect FM Cardinals home opener listener joke of the week. And that comes up next, right after these important messages on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. Back with Bill Melberg, political humorist and satirist. Bill, this week we have another listener joke from one of our Connect FM listeners.
That's right, Stevie and Diane, and I want you both to listen very carefully,
because
I'm going to see if you can guess the answer to this joke. Today's joke is a very timely one as the St. Louis Cardinals get ready to take on the Chicago Cubs in their home opener at Busch Stadium this afternoon. And I might add, it's also somewhat connected in a very loose and perhaps irreverent way to Easter Sunday this past weekend. In any case, the joke comes from Tina, who works at the Colonial Coffee Shop here in Park Ridge, a Chicago suburb. And here is Tina's joke. Stevie and Diane, let's see if you can answer this question. What did Jesus say to the Chicago Cubs?
What did Jesus say to the Chicago Cubs? I do not know. I have no idea,
yeah,
Bill.
Nothing's coming to me.
Well, Jesus said to the Chicago Cubs, don't do anything until I come back.
Sure, St. Louis fans will go along with that notion. Certainly during the next 3 days of Busch Stadium, we don't want to see the Cubs doing anything to spoil their home opener weekend.
Well, Stevie, that joke reminds people here in Chicago that being a Cubs fan requires a lot of faith.
Yeah, that's right.
And a lifelong belief that someday a miracle will happen.
We send our thanks to Tina for sending us that joke, and we send our sympathy from the world champion St. Louis Cardinals to the long-suffering Chicago Cubs fan. World champion Cardinals, they open today at 1:20. Someday, many years from now, your suffering could be over. But maybe not today. Maybe not this weekend. Maybe not this year. Well, here's Ernie Hayes taking us out. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, ask you wow wow, and go to the best team today.
From Chicago, alumni from the University of Illinois and eveningwiththepresidents.com, Bill Melberg. Thank you as always, my friend. Ernie Hayes, he'll be playing it today. That's real ballpark music,
there
kids.
There you go.
There you go. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening to 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM, and have a great weekend.